Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Urnaga. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Pohalski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Pohalski. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dell Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball towards center field. Bruton drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards home. Crandall tags Bolger out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Silvera for a passed ball. Aaron moves to second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Silvera reaches second base with a double. Urnaga moves to third. Tom Pohalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podhalski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Urnaga scores. Silvera moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Red Murph now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Urnaga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Murph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell bunts towards the mound. Murph fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Silvera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Silvera is thrown out after the base hit. Walls scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Tom Podhalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podhalski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podhalski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron strikes out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive towards third. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Bolger moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin pinch hits for Frank Urnaga. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bolger scores. Banks scores. Long moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing right field. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Red Murph. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Conley now pitching. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Torre moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Cole pinch hits for Gene Conley. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Jolly now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive towards the mound. Elston catches it and throws to first to double up Aaron. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-1 in the game. Elston bunts towards the mound. Jolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dave Jolly. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to third. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Eddie Matthews. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Tanner moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Juan Pizarro pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.